Barrington has been out, some portions of Barrington, since midnight, and Narragansett Electric Company has crews all over the state. They're hard-pressed to keep up with things, but some locations have had power come back on, so just be patient. They know about you, and they'll get to it just as fast as they can. So we are in for a stormy day, heavy snow expected all day long, and right now our reading is 31 degrees. We've got 27 minutes, before the hour of 9 o'clock, and I think it'd be a good time to check with our AccuWeather meteorologist, Dave Bowers, his Pro FM's forecast for the Providence, Fall River, and New Bedford area. David?
Windy with snow, heavy at times today. Total snow accumulations ranging from 15 to 20 inches in the city to as much as 2 feet in areas northeast of the city. There'll be considerable blowing and drifting of snow as well. Temperatures today remaining within a few degrees of freezing. Snow tapering to flurries and ending tonight, though remaining very windy with blowing and drifting snow, lows 26 to 30. For tomorrow, brisk and cold with some sunshine, a high 36 to 40. On Tuesday, partly sunny, a high 40 to 44. The marine forecast, a gale warning is in effect. North-northwest winds 20 to 30 knots with gusts as high as 55 today. Northwest winds slowly diminishing tonight to 12 to 25 knots with gusts to 40 by morning. Northwest winds tomorrow, 12 to 25 knots and gusty. Visibility near zero at times and snow and blowing snow today, improving tonight to 2 to 5 miles. Wave heights averaging 3 to 5 feet on the bays and 7 to 14 feet over the open ocean. For WPRO's exclusive weekend AccuWeather, this is meteorologist Dave Bowers.
I'd like to say thank you, Dave, but I don't think I can on a morning like this. It is currently 31 degrees. We have heavy snow falling, high winds. The snow is drifting quite heavily. Don't even think of going out on the roads. Jim Halfyard,
yeah,
we have a long list of cancellations. What were you going to say, sir?
Well, I was going to say that the snow is very weighty, and it's causing a lot of problems. Tree limbs coming down on the power lines. And
right.
It's a problem that could increase as more snow falls. So, a lot of areas are out of power. So.
Oh, well, yeah. Now, you were mentioning some areas may have lost phone service. We don't have that confirmed at all. But
no, I'm just trying to reach my apartment, and I'm having difficulty.
maybe they know it's you, and they won't just answer the phone.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, you bring up another interesting point. The snow is very wet. It's only 31 degrees, so we're right around the freezing mark.
And it's heavy.
Yeah, don't. If you're not in shape, there's a lot of snow out there. Don't go and shovel.
It's blowing, too, which is going to make it even more difficult, because I guess a lot of the moisture content, when it blows, there's a lot of blowing snow, but a lot of the water goes out of it, and it's
all over the place out there.
Stacks up.
Besides, it's going to snow for a little while longer. As you heard Dave Bowers say, it could go right through to about 6 or 7 this evening, so don't go out there now. You just have to do it a couple of times and get some kids to help you out. There's no sense of going out there breaking your back and killing yourself shoveling snow.
I think I'll go make some money for Christmas presents. That's a good idea.
I think you're stuck for the time being, sir, as am I. So we, again, repeat for everyone, 31 degrees, heavy snow outside. Just bundle up, have a cup of coffee, and enjoy the scenery.
Don't move.
Yes.
Stay put. Well, you can stay with us here at Pro FM.
All right, Mr. Halfyard, be back in about 20 or 25 minutes or so with an update. Bulletins at once.
It's 836 at 92 Pro FM.
Upside down.